You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yesterday we were talking to one of our callers, I think it was during Rattle Off, at 9 o'clock, and they were talking about how they had hired some consultants for, and we probably now shouldn't say where. Let's just say they were hiring consultants and paying hundreds of thousands of dollars. So now that got our attention. We're like, holy crap, the money and being a consultant is insane. So we started asking callers after that, in what field could you be a consultant? And we're not talking about traditional stuff like construction consultant, blah, blah. We're talking about kind of off the wall, silly stuff.
Yeah, don't call in or write in about your job, like your career. Like, we started doing this for Rattle Off yesterday too, and it's like the guy was a dentist, so he'd be a dentist, a dental consultant. I was like, no, not your job.
No.
Not your job.
Like something that's like a skill that you have that no one would ever pay for a consultant, but you would be really good at it. Like, Jeremy, what's yours? Give us an example.
Grilled cheese sandwiches would be mine immediately. I make a really, really good grilled cheese sandwich. We could talk bread. We can talk the mayonnaise versus butter debate. I'll hit you solid right in the face with a smoked Gouda. So yeah, I think grilled cheese sandwiches would be mine. How about you?
Mm-hmm. I actually asked my wife this question last night. I was like, I need to come up with, what would I be good as a consultant? She didn't even hesitate. She goes, you're the king of back timing. She goes, back you timing. Are the back timing champion. So what that means is, let's say you've got a variety of things. Let's say you have to be at the airport at a certain time, but on the way you've got to stop and drop off this, and then you've got to drop off a rental car in the EMA. So you've got to figure out what time to leave your house.
I gotcha. Okay.
I am the champion at coming up with perfect back timing so that you hit everything right when you do and you get to your gate, not at the last second, so you miss boarding your flight and you don't get there like an hour and a half early, so you got to sit around and pick your nose. I'm the king of back timing.
Look at
anything
that.
Anything you got to do, I can tell you when you need to start and when you need to leave.
That's pretty good. I like that. That's what you
so
would teach.
So everyone in my family turns to me. They're like, well, we need to be so-and-so. Don, what time will we need to leave? I'll tell you exactly. Probably to the minute.
Beep, boop, pop.
Need to leave at 2:24.
He's got four watches going up his wrist. A couple iPhones.
So that's my Jeremy that's is good. Making grilled cheese sandwiches. I'm back timing.
I like that a lot.
Now, what's yours? Here is our phone number, which you can also use to text, but you know how much we tend to give extra
call
love
us.
To
yeah,
the phone
call. Yeah, I want to chat with some people. Call us.
303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. I know Carolyn in Aurora already wrote to us and said, I did get paid as a consultant for a while. I sold music for jukeboxes, and I was the one picking out which records to sell them. They paid me a consultant's fee to actually pick the songs for the jukebox.
Hey.
See, we could do that, too.
That'd be fun, actually.
You're essentially stocking jukeboxes. This is the old school, people. It's not the now digital jukeboxes.
Look it up.
But the old school ones where you actually had to pick the songs that went in there.
That's pretty cool.
Thank you, Carolyn. 303-691-1MIX. 691-1649. Alex writes in every day. Alex says, would be a squirrel whisperer.
That's a weird one.
Robert, there's a... I want to be a donut consultant?
Yes. Oh, that's similar to sugary one. Where's the sugary one? Oh, Bobby wrote in. He says, I'd be a soda consultant. Don't judge me, but I have about 10 cans a day. I admit it, I'm addicted. I know the best flavors and even combinations. Yes, I mix sodas.
Boom. Yeah.
Bobby.
Well, we used to do that at the fountain thing, right? When you could do, was that called the suicide or whatever? When you would mix a bunch of different sodas at the fountain?
Yeah, you just go all the way down.
Melody from Castle Rock said could be a consultant in folding men's underwear.
Ooh, well, a lot of experience, huh? from my Facebook, Lindsay says, a consultant in Bloody Mary toppings. She must be one of those
good
ones that builds it out of the glass, you know, with like a chicken wing and bacon and a slice of pizza. Billy said, a consultant for headlight brightness. What does that mean? like when to use your brights, when to turn them off.
Haven't you ever been driving down the road and... Because the cars that are coming at you at night, they have different levels of intensity.
Those HID ones are... crazy bright.
Yeah, some are kind of dim, some are too bright, and some are angled the wrong way.
Well, Billy knows headlights.
One quick call before we go to break. Let's jump on the air with Ben. Ben, in what field could you be a consultant?
I'd be a consultant in scrambled eggs.
Oh, really? Oh,
strong.
What's your secret, Ben?
Oh, it's all about timing. You've got to have the pan hot enough so that when you pour those eggs in, they're ready to start cooking immediately. You've got to continuously whisk them and put the cheese in right at the right time. And then when you do that, it's perfection. But
I have a question for you. Are you adding anything to it like milk or cream, or are you just straight egg?
You know, I used to do milk, and then my wife never liked that, so I stopped. And now it's just
straight egg.
Eggs and the cheese.
See, I like a little cream in there. It makes them a little fluffier.
Yeah, that's what when Gretch makes them. She puts in a little bit of like the heavy whipping cream, but not much. Just a little bit.
Ben, I'm not impressed. I'm really not impressed by
well,
your...
Well, you haven't tasted them, though, so you don't know.
Heat eggs and move them around in the pan. I don't hear anything special, dude.
I will agree with Ben in that it's not as simple as you think, and not all scrambled eggs are made the same.
Really?
Yeah. If you get the right ones, you never want to have anybody else.
You'll never go back, huh?
Yeah.
You'll never go back to Denny's.
Ben, you're a good man. Thanks for being on the show. We're having fun with this, so we don't want your actual career. Like Jeremy said, he would be a consultant for making grilled cheese sandwiches. You see where we're going here?
Anna says she'd be a consultant for how to properly lounge in a hammock. That's her area of expertise.
Hey, before we have more laughs, I do want to piss off a couple of people. Can I do that first?
Please.
And then we'll get back to the fun. I've got to say it, because a lot of people think it, and not too many people say it, but this whole thing about, and this is not ageist, by the way, God bless you, if you're 22 years old listening to our show, we love you, we really do, but I see people come out of college at age 22, and their first job is as a consultant.
Oh, sure, yeah, where's your...
And I scratch my head, and I go, what? Where's your work experience? Plus, you were in a classroom for 4 years being taught by professors who don't have work. They've been lifelong professors. So I remember when, whose daughter was it that got out? Was it Chelsea Clinton? I think it was Chelsea Clinton, President Clinton's daughter. I think the day she got out of college at 22, they said her first job is going to be as a consultant, and they were going to pay her like $300,000 a year.
Hey.
And I was like, how can you be 22 years old with no work experience and be a consultant?
What was she consulting for, though?
I can't remember.
Been around. I mean, her life has been around. Was it like politics?
No, it was whatever the business that she'd been studying or whatever. Huh. So, like I said, that'll piss some people off. They're like, oh, I was a consultant at 23 and I was great. Well, I guess there are some things, like social media consultants, I would only hire a 22-year-old.
Right, they know it, yeah.
You know, I would. So
I think the funniest message of the day comes from our consultant, Mr. Greg Cassidy.
Oh, no.
He
what
commented
did he say?
On our Facebook and said the first three letters says it all. Consultant.
Well, that's the Chelsea Clinton thing that I was talking about.
Thank you, Greg. Hope to talk to you soon.
And he is a consultant, so he can say consultant. That.
Kathy wrote in and says, I'm a pug consultant. I've raised and fostered 25 pugs. Anything you want to know about these sloppy little monsters, I'm your gal.
That's pretty good.
That's good. Good.
Along those lines, Nicholas says, I would be a consultant in how to make your cat like you.
Hey, that's kind of different.
Every one of my friend's cats loves me.
Huh.
That is a skill.
That is something. Jill, you're making me laugh. She says, I could be a Dutch oven consultant. It's all about timing, tightness of the sheets, what to eat for dinner to prepare. My boyfriend hates me. And that's from Jill. Jill, you funny.
Josie from Westminster. I could be a consultant organizing children's bedrooms.
All right. Good.
Well, they're just going to be destroyed anyway, aren't they? It's just going to be a mess.
Right. A lot of napping coming in, consulting on napping, consulting on sarcasm, consulting on mojitos, consulting on breakfast casserole made the list.
Ooh, I
love the one woman who wrote in and said I could be a consultant on procrastination. I think we both wrote back to her.
Something snarky.
I said, I wish you had sent this in at like 9 o'clock today.
And I said, you'd be a great consultant, but you'd probably never get around to it. So. T says, a Dungeons & Dragons room design consultant.
I'm thinking of a word that rhymes with turd. nerd, Dom. nerd was the word that rhymes with turd. Somebody wrote in.
Robin
and said,
wait a second. Robin says, I'd be able to tell you the best seats at Coors Field. So it would be like, you know, I'm a table snob at restaurants.
Yeah.
Robin could be like the seat snob at Coors Field. She says, by the way, lower third level between home plate and third base. Yeah. And you know why the third base side is the best side to sit on at Coors Field? Because you're not sitting there with the sun streaming into your face for innings.
And
you
really
be
nowadays,
on the third base side.
You got a lot of seat options to choose from, really.
You could walk all over the whole stadium, sit anywhere you want.
Somebody wrote in and said they could be a consultant regarding ladies' sentimental area. I've never heard it called sentimental area before.
Didn't know how to respond to
I don't know any
it.
Words that rhyme with... No. Really? Okay. Oh, my God, there's so many coming in.
Sue from Lakewood says, I could be a trailer backing up consultant.
That's huge.
That's really good. Now, see, that's right along the lines we're talking
about.
That's
really good. I just went with my buddy to Chatfield a couple weeks ago with his boat, and it took him easily 30 minutes to get down the boat ramp because he was hooking that boat every direction but the right way.
Oh, my God.
It's so embarrassing.
Courtney from Castle Rock. I could be a promposal sign consultant. It's all in the branding. And you know what? Here's the thing. Courtney's down in Castle Rock. There's a lot of wealthy families down in that Castle Rock / Castle Pines area. They would pay for their kids to have the best promposal. There's a lot of money pouring out of Castle Pines. Courtney, you can make a killing down there.
First, we got to get our hands on a helicopter.
Easy.
Courtney's got you.
Debbie says a peanut butter consultant.
Oh, that's good.
All right.
These are good, you guys. Thank you for playing along.
Yeah, so we're glad that you got into the spirit with us. And an extra ding to Mr. Triple G, Greg Cassidy, for his observation of the first three letters.
Very wise man.